Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody out there. This is Elder Braxton from Tampa, Florida. When Jesus saved through faith, Church of God, the Bible Way, 4711 North 22nd Street, letting you know that God loves you and cares for you. And he's looking for someone to repent of their sin. He's looking for someone to work the works of righteousness. Friend, we were letting you know that God loves you and he cares for you. Amen. You know, don't give up. All right? Trust in his word today. Praise God. Amen. Give an honor to my Bishop Adrian Shaw, and our General Overseer, Apostle C.A. Coward, our Presider, Bishop R.J. McLeod, and other bishop, praise God, Jonathan Brickshaw out in Georgia. We give honor to all those men of God, praise God, amen. And also Terry Sheffield, Elder Terry Sheffield, we thank God for him, praise God. And we pray God for all those brothers, amen. And District Elder Ray Johnson, we thank God for all of it. We're letting you know that God loves you. He cares for everyone. You know, he loves people. All right? But if you're disobedient in any way, you're going to have a problem. Praise God. And we thank and praise God for everybody today. And today we're talking about the scripture out of Romans 6. And 23, it says, talks about the wages of sin. Amen. The wages of sin. Hallelujah. The wages of sin. Praise God. We're letting you know that you need to be obedient to the word of God. Amen. So we see here in the 15, how it says here in Romans 6, 23. Praise God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So the wages of sin. And I was talking to a friend this morning. Amen. As I was talking to him, I was telling him, I say, you know what? I say, you know where real death really lies at? All right? Sin. All right? When a person continues to sin and have no remorse over it and have no condemnation in his heart about it, all right, they're lost, friend. So I'm telling you today, the wages of sin is death, all right? And the other scripture I wanted to share with you is also scripture that says, in Proverbs 13:15, the latter part of that, it talks about the way of the transgressor. The way of the transgressor is hard, praise God. You know, when you're experiencing things and you're going out there doing all kinds of crazy things, look, it's going to be hard for you, all right? Because where it lies at is when you're being disobedient to our Heavenly Father. When you're being disobedient, you're going to always come up with some harsh consequences. So we see here today that you must believe in him and trust in him. You know, even though things trying to get you to waver or whatever, you better trust in him. Praise God. So we see here, the wages of sin is death. So, and I'm letting you know today, you need to come to Christ while you got a chance, because you want to get paid for the things that you're doing, all right? Well, the wages usually is payment for things, the works that you've done. If your works are evil, all right, my friend, I'm letting you know, you need to know this. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, meaning our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm letting you know today, friend, if you don't have a way, all right, if you you need to come to Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. So I'm letting you know you need to come to Jesus and pray and ask him to forgive you of your sins. Right, get on your knees and say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Help me. All right? You know, one time when I was out there in the world doing crazy stuff, thank God that I got saved. You know, because guess what? Amen. I could have been dead today. I could have been destroyed today. But guess what? The Lord saved me and had mercy upon me. And he's having mercy still with me. Because I'm letting you know today, you know, the wages of sin is death, friend. You go out there and do all kinds of crazy things if you want to. All right? Look, there's AIDS, hepatitis, amen, this virus that they got, new flu they got, you know, is killing people. The coronavirus or whatever they call it. My friend, I'm letting you know, the wages of sin is death. And you know what I'm telling people, you know, I say, this might be the beginning of judgment. You don't know, all right? This might be the beginning of the period of judgment, all right, upon the earth because of the fact that people been so wicked, doing so much wicked stuff. Friend, I'm telling you today, all these people are dying, man. You know, I'm letting you know, you know, the wages of sin is death today, all right? And you can be saved through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we see here, if I was you, I would get on my knees. I know I'm not you, all right? But I would get on my knees and cry out to him. For the Bible says, they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible tells us, amen, you know, it talks about being baptized. You got to be baptized. Amen. Think about it. You have to have the water and the spirit. You know, you must be baptized. Amen. It talks about that in Mark 16:16. So we see here today, you must repent of your sins. All right. But first, you got to believe. First, you got to believe. You got to accept him in your heart. Amen. Receive him in your heart. Receive our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which we know in Hebrew is Yahshua HaMashiach. And we see here today that you must come to him in true repentance and say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me. Help me to overcome. All right, just, you know, I'm letting you know today, praise God, it's up to you, praise God. We see here today, but the wages of sin is death, friend. You know, I was telling my friend, I said, you know, people came out of Egypt with a mixed multitude of people, all right? Those people came out of Egypt, all right? Only two of the older of that generation came out of Egypt and really survived. Even Moses didn't get a chance to set feet in Canaan. Think about it. Think about it. So we see here they wandered in that desert because of disobedience. Let me tell you something. Disobedience to the words of God causes death, all right, causes, you know, hardship, causes sickness and diseases, causes mishaps, things that you think that you're getting away with, you won't get away with it, friend. You need to repent of your sins, amen, and call on him, amen, in true repentance, and let God bless your soul today, amen. We know that he is able to bless you today, but it's up to you. Hallelujah, today. And we are warning people today. You got to be careful nowadays. Amen. You need to be careful. Look at all the diseases out. You got AIDS. All right. Some people, you know, we're familiar with died of AIDS, man. You know, that is ripping up people's families and ripping up, tearing them up. because of sin. Okay? Hepatitis, because of sin. All those diseases, because of sin, because of the fact, you know, things that the people do in their life. All right? So, you know, think about it. The wages of sin is death, friend. And that's what we have to look at. Amen. You want to die early or early death? Amen. Sin will do it for you. Think about it. I was talking about a friend of mine, a brother, all right, well, a cousin. I told him one time, I was telling him, I said, look, I said, man, you got to stop this, what you're doing, just living the way you're living. I told him that he needed to stop, you know, drinking and smoking and doing all this stuff. I said, go kill yourself, all right? So one day his family called me and told me, say he needed to, they needed to come out to the hospital real quick. And you could pray for our brother, his brother, their brother. So I went out there, and I prayed for him, and they had looked like about 30 different bars of IV running through his veins. I said, man, I said, you know, it was tough. Didn't look good. And I laid hands on him and prayed for him, and God delivered him. Think about it. God delivered him at that time. But guess what? When he got out the hospital, he started doing the same old routine again. Smoking crack, doing all these different crazy things, you know, drinking, doing different things. And guess what? By almost a year from now, all right, his heart exploded within him, all right, because he was smoking some stuff that was too much for him. He got that stuff, and he died. All right, the doctor said his heart exploded on him. All right, because that stuff make your heart beat so fast, like out of rhythm. So we see here today, amen, the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. All right, so we see that you got to notice, friend, you need to stop. You know why people are having such a hard time in life? Because of sin, because of disobedience, they're disobeying God's word. All right, you think about that. They're having hard times, hardship. Amen. But God loves you, wants to see you saved. Not his will that any should perish, but all coming to repentance. He wants everyone to come to repentance. Amen. So we see here today, you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity, because the wages of sin is death, friend. The gift of our Lord. Amen. The gift of God is eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. Amen. So we want you to know that today, that you need to come and let God bless you. Amen. And I'm Elder Braxton from out of Tampa, Florida. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street, Tampa, Florida. Let you know we care about you. Let you know that we are looking for people to be saved. Amen. We ain't after your money or anything like that. Amen. Our number in Tampa is 813-238-6210. Praise God. Now, I forgot to mention the call-in of the program here. Amen. The call-in, praise God, is 563-999-3034 is the last number. So we see here today, we want you to come. Once again, the call in is 563-999-3034 is the last number. So I'm letting you know, you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to come to our Lord and Savior. I mean, you have an opportunity to change your mind and to change your way. To repent means to change your way, to change your action, to change your mind. And you got to do it today, friend, because if you don't, you're having problems. You're having problems. Amen. in this life you need to come and let God bless your soul while you have an opportunity today. You can be blessed today. You know, he can give you that peace of mind. He can give you that rest that you need, praise God. So we want you to do that and listening in. Amen. So we see here today that the wages of sin is death. And that's where we are. I got a few more minutes, praise the Lord. And you know the thing that you must come. I know things is hard on people. A lot of people are dying with this coronavirus that they got going out there. But friend, you better trust in the Lord Jesus right now. I mean, you better trust in him. You look at your life. I mean, a lot of times when I run into people, they say this, that, and the other. But it's time to tell them right now. The wages of sin is death. All right? You don't do any crazy kind of thing. All right? I know people do things to each other. But you go to retaliate, guess who's going to get caught? You. It happens on football games. It happens on basketball game. Amen. You know, you get fouled, all right, and then you go to react on that thing, and then guess what? The referee saw you, but they didn't see the person who hit you. Think about that. So we see here today, amen, you better repent of your sins while you have an opportunity today. Amen. Well, that's what we have to do, repent of our sins. The Bible says repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repent and be thou converted. That's what the scripture tells us. You got to be thou converted, meaning to change your ways, praise God. So we see here today that you need to come to Christ while you have an opportunity today. Amen. Call on God today. Don't put it off another minute. Amen. If you will accept Jesus Christ as Savior, think about it, man. You got to accept him or receive him as your Lord and Savior. And then you can repent of your sin, change your ways, amen, and go down in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Let you know that he's able to heal. He's able to bless. He's able to deliver. He's able to heal any broken hearted. Amen. So we see here today, you got to, sometimes we don't want to let go of stuff. Amen. In the past, I had a problem with that too. People did things to me. I used to hold it. Amen. Now I release them. Amen. God's given me a power to overcome by releasing people, all right, and forgiving them. So we see here today, you know, it seems like it's hard sometimes, but I'm telling you, all we got to do is turn our life to Jesus Christ. Amen. So we see here and be blessed of him. He's able to bless you. Amen. He's able to heal you. He's able to save you. Let me tell you, death happens to people every day. Amen. See, people don't understand that. That's your way out. That's a way out for, you know, a lot of people. But you don't want to go out just like that without Christ. Don't be caught dead without Jesus Christ, Yeshua. I mean, don't be caught dead without him. So we see today that you must have him in your heart, in your mind, that you can be blessed of him. But most people, they live on, live their life, and I ain't got to believe in nobody. I have to believe in myself. And the scripture tells us, lean not to your own understanding. You say, my ways are not your ways. All right? So we see here today that what God tells us. Amen. So you need to come and obey what God has told us to do. Amen. And believe him. See, if you don't have Christ in your life, the anointed one, the anointed one, the one that could save you, you don't have problems in your life. I mean, you can say you've been so good and everything, been so great. Yes, he wants you to work the works of righteousness. I mean, that's the fruit that you need to bring forth, being righteous in your life. Let me tell you something. Amen. You need to come to Christ while you have an opportunity today. Amen. I was telling somebody, I said, you know what? You know, as I was telling you, only two people, one named Caleb and one named Joshua, when they came out of Egypt, that was living, and when they came out of Egypt, because all the rest of them had died. Why? Because of disobedience, because of mumbling against God, Moses and Aaron and God, and you know, because of being unbelief. Amen. You got to believe, friend. You got to believe. You know, it's so bad. You know, it's Christ has made it so easy, so that you could. You got to believe. But I would say, as many as received him, gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Friend, I'm telling you, that's the way it should be. How easy is that, huh? How easy is that? And then he asked that you repent of your sins. All right, and be baptized. That's in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16:16. So we see here today, you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity. Right now. I'm not talking about sprinkle. I'm not talking about dripping on you. I'm talking about water. I'm talking about being immersed. Amen. Totally immersed up under the water in the name of our Lord and Savior. So we see here today, you need to come while you have an opportunity and repent. Change your ways. You having a problem? Change your ways. Change your direction. Change your ways. Because it's insanity to keep doing the same thing and getting the same results all the time. So we see here today, you need to come while you have this opportunity today. Because God loves you. Amen. And he cares about you. He cares about you. He cares about your family, but you have to repent of your sin. And you know, us preachers, when we tell people that, a lot of times, some of them don't want to be bothered with it. Amen. But we got to keep on giving it to you. We got to keep on letting you know it's time for you to change your ways. It's time for, and I'm not just speaking to you, I'm speaking to me too. Amen. And some things, you know, I have to, you know, we have to change. We should always have a repentant heart to change. Friend, why don't you come to Christ while you have an opportunity today? Let God bless your soul. Amen. He's able to heal you. He's able to bless you. He's able to touch you. He's able to do it today. But you got to believe in him. You got to trust. You know, when I die, all right, and when I leave this earth, amen, I don't need to carry nothing else with me but Christ. I want him to be with me. Amen. All these other things, amen, you know, it's perishable. All right, these things are going to go away. Amen. Somebody's going to be wearing your clothes. Somebody's going to be wearing your shoes. Somebody's going to be wearing some things of yours. Somebody might even have your whole bed and sleep in it. But let me tell you something, friend. All right, you got to have Christ. All right, you got to have him when you die. That's a good thing. You got to have him. And you know, when a lot of people mess up, praise God. All these other things, all right? You know, think about it. You know, all the stuff that you have, somebody's going to own it. Or some of the stuff they're throwing in the trash. Amen. I've seen this stuff happen. But I'm telling you today, friend, you need to come to Christ while you have an opportunity. Disobedience is terrible, all right? Disobedience is horrible. Look at God, amen, and learn his ways, amen. Seek him out, amen. Trust in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our HaMashiach. He is the one, the anointed one, amen. Amen. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, come to 4711 North 22nd Street in Tampa, on the corner of Osborne and 22nd Street. Amen. And come and let us baptize you and tarry with you so that you may get the Holy Ghost. Amen. You might be, you need it today. Amen. So if we see here today, we want you to, as you have an opportunity, you have an opportunity to come. Amen. Because I love people. I care about people. I don't want to see nobody die without Christ. Amen. I don't want nobody to die without our Heavenly Father. Spirit is in him. Amen. And I thank and praise God for this. And I give an honor to all our brothers in the Church of God, the Bible Way, letting you know that we love you, we care about you, and all the ladies and all the sisters, we thank God for you. We love you all. Amen. We thank you. Amen. So come to Tampa, Florida. Come to Tampa, Florida, and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ while you have an opportunity today. Amen. So we love you. We'll be going here pretty soon. Let you know that we care about your soul. Amen. And, you know, next week we'll be on here again at 6:30. Amen. The call in there. At the time, write this call in number. It's 563-999-3034. All right, so come in. And as we go on, praise God, we love you. We care about your soul. And let you know God loves you too. Amen. We thank you. Praise God for Mother Geraldine. Praise God for her. Amen. We thank God for all the people. Amen. And God bless you. This is Ella Braxton. Amen. Ella Ernest Braxton. Signing out. Amen. Let you know that Jesus Christ is real. Yeshua is real. Amen. The reason why I say, no, did you know Jesus Christ's real name is Yeshua? Yahushua, they call him something. Yahushua. Amen. HaMashiach, meaning Jesus Christ our Lord. Talking about Hebrew, all right? That's the name he was born to, Yeshua, HaMashiach. Some people say Yahusha or Yahushua, but you look it up. Don't believe me. You ain't got to believe what I say, but look it up. You can find it for yourself. Praise God. Amen. Because at that time in Hebrew, there was no J. All right? What we see here today, amen, now, they called him Jesus, amen, because that was the transliteration of his name, all right? But we see here, because the real name, if you want to speak his real name in English, it should be Joshua, all right? Like Yeshua. We thank and praise God for you today. Remember what I said, the wages of sin is death, all right? Amen. The wages of sin is death. Amen. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, Yeshua Himself, our Lord. Amen. So let me know that that's right. Amen. The way of a transgressor is hard. The way of a transgressor is hard. It's hard, man, because you know once you disobey the laws of God, there's consequences. Things gonna happen to you. Things could you could have a stroke. You could have lightning even strike you. You could have any of those things. All right. You could lose your family, lose your life. So I'm telling you today. All right. You better follow his laws. Follow him. Amen. Follow his ways. Amen. And we thank and praise God for all of you today. Amen. We're signing out. God bless you. We'll see you. Bye-bye. Till next time. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, thank you for giving me the gift. That you touched him. Oh, God, we ask that you, those that are having problems, let them know, let them see what's wrong in their life. Amen. Let them come to you in true repentance. All right, let them trust and believe within you. Right now, Heavenly Father, we pray for all those in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeshua, Messiah. All right, God bless you right now.